Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff at First Family Church. And what we do each week on this portion of the podcast, the Midweek Refill, is we talk through our Bible reading plan and what we're currently reading and learning in Scripture through our plan. And if you want to read with us, you can go to firstfamily.church. And under resources, there's a tab for Bible reading plan. We are in week 22 this week, and each week I bring on someone to join me and to talk with, talk through scripture with, and this week I have Pastor Brett with me, and we're going to talk through week 22 from Romans chapter 7, I believe.
Yeah, every time we start the podcast and say, hey, we're back, and think of the great name of the guy for Texas after they won the bowl game, saying into the mic, we're back, and then they lose like 10 games the next season. Every time. Yeah, week 22. There's a lot of good texts in week 22, and Romans is like, I think we're in the early part of Romans, and you could probably do like a whole podcast on every chapter of Romans, podcasts per chapter. Yeah. There's just so much good stuff. In Romans 6, though, I really like the section where it talks about slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16, don't you know that if you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you're slaves of the one that you obey, either of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. The reason I like that is because it's a good reminder for me, especially in our like American individualistic society. Like we are individuals, but we see individualism so high and we have this concept of we have a will, we have like, I'm free. Freedom is a huge thing that we love freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes that gets into our brains and we start to think that we're free. And this text, I think, is such a clear reminder that you're not free. You are a slave to something.
Mm-hmm.
You're either a slave to obedience or a slave to disobedience, a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. And it reminds me of that Bob Dylan song from 1979, which I wasn't alive, neither were you, but the song is called Serve Somebody. And it kind of goes through—
I'm just singing it for it. I'm just kidding.
No one wants to hear that. But it talks about in different ways, like no matter who you are, no matter what you do, you got to serve somebody.
Mm.
And I think that that's just a good reminder for me that everybody serves somebody. Whether it's, and this passage in Romans seems to boil it down to, you either serve yourself and ultimately Satan, or you serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're either slave to, servant to righteousness or servant to sin. And I think that's just a good check for my heart in a society where individualism and free will, if I could say that, are really highly valued, is to just remind myself that I'm not free. I've been freed from the penalty of sin in Christ, but I do still have the choice to, who am I going to serve?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to serve myself? Every day I wake up, am I going to serve myself and the things that benefit me in the short term, or am I going to do everything I can to serve the Lord and what he's called me to?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's here at work, whether that's with my family, whatever those contexts are, wanting to do what this passage says and be a slave to righteousness.
Mm-hmm. You notice that like you obeyed verse 17. Thank God that although you used to be slaves of sin, you obeyed from the heart, that pattern of teaching. Having been set free from sin, you became a slave to righteousness. I mean, if anyone listening to this podcast is not a Christian, I mean, I don't know how many people are not Christians listening to this podcast, but maybe you're a slave to sin. Maybe you need to become a slave to righteousness. And those are strong terms. I think sometimes we balk at those terms of slave to sin or slave to righteousness. Almost you balk at more. You're like, I guess that makes sense, being a slave to sin, but being a slave to righteousness, that's a hard concept, I think, for our brains to wrap their minds around.
Yeah, and slavery imagery in general is really tough.
Right.
And rightfully so. Like, that's not imagery that we necessarily like or want to like. But what do they say? The best illustration is the biblical illustration.
Right.
And that's the illustration that the Bible gives here, so we shouldn't run from it.
Well, and we have to remember that they're not talking about, you know, American slavery. I mean, very different type of slavery back in on the times that the Romans was written. But I think it's helpful to give like pictures in our minds of these things that help us illustrate this. So I'm trying to picture like a servant who would have lived in someone's house, who would have typically been a servant for life, and trying to picture like how does that image play into what we think of slave to sin or slave to righteousness. You're waiting on hand and foot. You're at their beck and call. So are you at the beck and call of your sin? The second desire comes, or lust, or anger, or rage, or whatever it is. Are you at the beck and call of your sin? Is it? Yeah. Do you answer the call every time, or is it your slave to righteousness? Every time a thought to encourage somebody, or build someone up, or worship the Lord, or pray, or are you a slave to that, where it's like you're at the beck and call of righteousness of the Lord? So I think that can be helpful to kind of picture that.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it, because I think we too often fall into like, well, I'm freed from sin, and I'm free to now, it's not clear, I'm free to do what.
Right.
But actually, it's exactly like you said, like freed to be at the beck and call, to be immediately free to be used for righteousness and to do righteousness. Right. It's not like you're freed from sin to exist in a nebulous world where you, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. Like,
because none of us float along in neither sin nor righteousness.
There's no middle ground.
You're either in righteous living or in sinful living. There's not really a middle ground of like, well, I'm not really sinning or righteous right now. I'm just kind of like doing my thing. It's like you're either living righteously in a way that honors God or you're not. Those are kind of the two options.
Yeah. You got to, just like Bob Dylan said, you got to serve somebody.
That's right. As the great theologian Bob Dylan once said.
Yeah, right.
Well, Brad, thanks for being on the podcast. Church, I hope that was encouraging to you, challenging to you as you read through your Bibles. Our hope and our prayer as leadership is that you are doing that, getting into God's word, spending time with him, and growing closer to him as you develop into a more devoted follower of Jesus. So we'll see you next time on the Gospel Fuel podcast.